Hello, and welcome to On Staging. I'm Kyle Gould, and on Friday, April 12th, I was given the opportunity to drive out to Cochrane to the Cochrane Ranch House Theater to get to see Take a Bow Community Theater's presentation of Marriage, a Demolition in Two Acts. The Cochrane Ranch House Theater is a lovely space that seats, I believe, around 170, with ample stage space for a large variety of performances. I've been to the Cochrane Ranch House 3 times now, twice before for weddings, and I had absolutely no idea that this charming theater was just behind a pair of closed doors prior. In some ways, the Ranch House Theater was a bit oversized for the intimate 4-person production that Rick Chafe's Marriage, a Demolition in Two Acts needs, but the space provided amply for the delightful set that Take a Bow has constructed for this production. It's 2 rooms, a kitchen and a sort of living room that slowly turns into a temporary kitchen for the first couple, Wayne and Julie. Wayne is played by Jeffrey Patterson, and Julie by Penny Farrell. Both, along with the third performer, Zoe Farrell, who plays the hyper-talented and exceptionally overschooled Maggie. Bryant Schroeder rounds out the foursome as John. Since much of my previous discussion regarding this production was with 3 of the 4 performers, I think it would be best to talk about the performances in this show. The interactions between Zoe and Bryant and Zoe and her mom Penny are absolutely highlights in this production. Zoe's hypermanic, quick-speaking, intelligent, determined, and passionate Maggie is like a barreling semi-truck without brakes on a mountain highway bulldozing slower vehicles out of her way left, right, and center. Bryant, in the much more controlled and tempering John, matches her intensity often through sheer optimism, and the rapport between these two performers is noticeable and endearing. While their problems are outrageous and outlandish, the two do wonders to make them believable and empathetic. There's a moment in the first act between Julie and Maggie that is touching and caring, believable and demonstrative, that is absolutely a payoff from the casting of mother and daughter in the show together. But their characters are not the performers, and a resulting scene in the second act shows how great the two are in putting on the masks of their characters to distance themselves from their own personal relationship. As the set is demolished, as the kitchen is renovated, it's done so ingeniously by Sherry Diane Caslin through a montage set to music in 2 different sequences. The backstage crew of the production, along with the actors, don white construction outfits and strip everything bare in an engaging and interesting way, with a small bit of mimed interaction with each other. These moments were great and had me beaming in my seat, but the play is hard. Wayne is a tough character, and much of the heavy plot lifting in this production hinges on conflict generated by Wayne. Jeffrey Patterson works a great deal in an older man's shoes, and the play doesn't give him many outs. The play never takes a moment to actively tell the audience that Wayne's only real way of telling Julie he loves her is by saying yes to whatever she wants. He's not in a position of power, being jobless and drifting in life, and juxtaposed with being the patriarchal father figure and husband in a traditional North American household, he's at odds with himself, wanting to put his foot down, but not having a leg to stand on. The desire to renovate the kitchen to add comfort and a touch of luxury to their life for Wayne and Julie is a very real one in our HGTV home reno modern era. The desire to get a foothold into adulthood with the purchase of land and establish a commitment to a loved one is a very real thing for John and Maggie, and while the plot is also littered with many other oddities and interesting throwaways, the heart of the show is genuine and caring. But I'm having trouble with the ending. It seemed to end, and then went on to a different resolution, and then went back to the previous endings set up before settling on a weird, not quite hybrid resolution that never really felt like the kitchen was ever going to get renovated, or that these characters actually managed to grow and become better human beings. I can't blame Take a Bow or the director or performers. They all have done an incredible job of bringing this production to life before an audience, but I do wonder if Rick Chafe couldn't decide on an ending he wanted for these characters and left it muddled, leaving the audience going home thinking about what each of these 4 deserved and whether they actually got it. I know I wondered that a lot, and I had about 45 minutes to drive home thinking about it. Marriage, a Demolition in 2 Acts runs until April 21st, with 3 performances remaining. It's worth your time and money to make it out to Cochrane on a beautiful weekend like the one upcoming, and see genuine, dedicated theater that will both move you and make you think. And hey, maybe you'll have a different take on that conclusion than I did. If you've missed it, you've missed a terrific performance by Zoe Farrell and the rest of the cast, along with some wonderment about how and why a husband would keep such a large sum of money hidden from his spouse of over 30 years, and what that says about their relationship. I know it's kept me wondering since I saw it, so I hope you see it, and thanks for listening.